Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Each week we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
Welcome to Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinky goodness. I'm Alicia.
I'm David, and I don't fit in my jacket anymore.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving last week.
It's really tight. We ate so much turkey. You know what? I didn't eat so much turkey.
I did.
I have eaten a lot of turkey since Thanksgiving, but on Thanksgiving and the preceding days, I ate lots of Waldorf salad and stuffing. And
yams
potatoes.
With bacon in it that Goldie
we'll explain
made.
But that wasn't good. I mean, it was good for here, but not good for here,
you know. Right, what I mean? Right.
Anyways, look at the beautiful studio audience.
They are gorgeous. Look at them. So we would like to welcome them. And also welcome the live chat room.
Oh, the chat room's buzzing right now.
It's going crazy.
So also, email. If you want to email us, we're pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. Do you see that my jacket's too tight?
I'm not paying attention to that. I'm looking in your eyes, just your eyes.
And I'm red. Anyway.
What is that toll-free listener number?
It is 1-866-966-4599.
You got it!
This. And they're on Twitter, LV Locals. We're the LV Locals. By the way, we are getting followers like crazy. So people must be watching this thing because it's crazy over there. And the network is Vegas Video Network on Twitter.
That's right.
We're on iTunes, audio and video podcast, and YouTube. That would just be the video version.
Also, we're on Roku.
Roku, we met someone this evening that was laying in bed and was watching us.
Yes, and we didn't even really tell her about. She just kind of found us on Roku.
And it's one of our favorite bartenders.
Said, oh, I didn't even know you guys had that show, and I thought it was you guys. So
that's how you know she's one of our favorite bartenders. We didn't even tell her that we had a show.
Didn't even tell her.
No. So without further ado, as I said in the intro, let's go to Cocktail of the Week, which is a good one. Cocktail of the Week. Sometimes I amaze my overstuffed self. This particular cocktail. Ooh, I left a little.
Oh.
Yeah, well, this is good. Okay. We made a tester a minute ago. We're getting into the classics. Now, you guys know we're doing this. We've been doing this for like a couple weeks. We're doing this.
Yes.
For a couple weeks. We're going to do this forever, I think, because so far we're hitting them out of the park. Singapore Sling was awesome. The Corpse Reviver is turned into our favorite drink ever.
I don't know. We might have to do like a shot, like the blowjobs or...
Oh, those... The
cheap shots. People know how to make those.
Yeah, the Jaeger bomb.
The party drinks.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, we did a chocolate cake one time.
We did.
But anyway, this is the Between the Sheets or Maiden's Prayer. Same drink. And you can order... If you got a good bartender, they should know this stuff. Brandy, light rum, triple sec, and lemon juice. Really easy. Notice I centered everything this time on the graphics.
Very nice.
Very nice, huh? So, it's simple, but you know, the cool thing that you start noticing with these classic cocktails, there's no Diet Cokes, there's no 7-Ups, there's no Cokes, there's no nothing.
Well, they didn't have that.
They didn't have this. We're talking, this is all pre-prohibition era drinks, so it's all just juices and booze. I think that's what I like about them. It's not for beginners, but this is a killer one. I'm using a way too good of an apple brandy. It's a VSOP, I know that means something really important, and I don't know what it means. I think it's quality. There's a VSP, right? Then there's a VSOP or something like that, or VSO. And VSP. Anyway, this is the VSOP. It's an apple brandy. You could use whatever, any brandy you like, but I had apple because I had apple. I'm using apple because I had apple. So 3/4, which is kind of weird. This must be some kind of a foreign recipe. You could do 1-to-1.
So it's just equal parts of brandy, light rum, and triple sec.
And then half that amount of...
And then juice. a half ounce of lemon juice.
Okay, so I'm going to do, because I'm making two, I'm going to go the big American ounce and a half shot, except that I kind of spilled half of it because my phone's in there. Put a little more brandy. Brandy's, you know, easy to swallow. So brandy, tell it's good. It's got a cork. Oh, I can tell.
Fancy.
Light rum or white rum. Well, so it can't be too old because, well, I don't know, rum's been around forever. But rum was not the rage for a long time. The triple sec, we're using Contro again because we have it and it's good. You can use Grand Marnier or whatever you
want. And actually, right now, our house is packed with booze because we had to go on a run for Thanksgiving. Oh. So we have so much stuff now.
Then a half a lemon juice, half an ounce.
And I promised before I was going to be the garnish girl, but I totally forgot.
Oh, and this was supposed to be a lemon wedge.
We're supposed to do a lemon twist for a twist for garnish.
Yeah, right. So, shake. And I was watching a TV show, and it said you can't overshake, really.
You can't?
Well, no, most people won't. I'm so glad I figured that out. Did I tell you guys how to do that? You put it in, slam it down, and it's kind of at an angle. You just turn it the other way,
and it comes. Is it not going to work now?
I'm always afraid that I'm going to break it, but it, you know, which it might. But. Anyway, this is the Maiden's Prayer Between the Sheets. That's two different names for the same drink.
You could just call it one long name.
Yeah. Maiden's Prayer Between the Sheets.
Right.
Sounds kind of dirty. Here you go, m'lady.
Thank you ever so. See if it's as good this time.
Oh, better. Oh, that's
that
so
really,
good.
Really good.
Really good. Highly recommend.
Another
that.
Winner.
Yes. So, now that we've got our cocktail.
I have a drunk term.
Drunk term, yes, sir.
So this one is stale drunk. Sounds kind of, So this is if you are intoxicated from the night before, still, or you're getting drunk again before you've had a chance to recover entirely from your inebriation.
Oh.
And that's from the 1860s.
Really?
So that's an old term.
So stale drunk could be like Sunday morning, you're still
or
drunk.
You're vacationing in Las Vegas and you went out and partied the night before and then you wake up at 11 or 1 and you say, hey, let's go hit the bar.
Right, and you're still drunk, which happens a lot here. That's
it does. Stale drunk.
Yeah. So. Like stay. No,
like stale, like stale bread. Oh. Stale drunk. Stale.
Oh, is it? How do you spell it? Oh,
pull
S-T-A-L-E.
It up. S-T-A-L-E.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Got it. Well, let's get on with the...
We're going to have a station ID.
Station ID and
then on to Pub Crawl Adventure.
Let's do it.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
And we're back. You know what? You know what we got to do? Maybe someone can do it for us. Maybe one of our viewers or listeners could do this. Well, no, that wouldn't work because I need my opinion on it. We should get an arsenal.
What is it?
We should get an arsenal of these drinks that we really dug. I would put this on the list. Like, go through the year and look at which ones out of the 56 that we've done. We've done 56 cocktails. Which 10 are like... The ones.
We can also categorize them too into classics or shots or whatever.
When you get on that.
I'll get right on that.
And let me know so I can look at it.
Top 10 for the end of the year.
Oh, year in top 10.
Good.
Or a New Year's show.
Good idea.
There we go. See?
That's what Jacob's around
That's
for.
Right. That's someone's thinking. So, started with Thanksgiving. That was a day after our episode last week.
Yes.
Which was kind of rough because you had stuff cooking when we were doing our show.
Yeah, it took Wednesday off work, and then I was cooking all day.
Right.
We came to do the show, but that was fun. That was a nice break.
It was. We come home and the house smelled amazing. We did the Alton Brown ham, which is all the rage, the two turkeys, and yes, we had about 20 people over. So what we did was we went to Total Wine and Spirits and spent about a lot of money.
We did the Leaving Las Vegas trip.
Yes.
Like that movie where you just load up the cart full of booze.
The funny thing was is everybody didn't drink as much as I thought, so we ended up with a lot of booze.
Now we're stocked. It's awesome.
It's funny. I had guys coming over to rehearse the other day. I didn't realize that our table was still out with all the, I had a bar set up. They came over to rehearse, and we're like, wow, you guys like vodka, huh? I'm like, oh, it looks like, this looks bad. We just had a party. This is all just here. So
you guys like to drink a little, do you?
Yeah, because it was literally 30 bottles of everything out there. Oh. And in fact, the night did take a turn where we started drinking the crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The Icelandic stuff that was brought to us by a viewer.
That's Robert.
Scott. And some absinthe. And
the black absinthe came out.
Yeah, that I've had for like 10 years, 12 years. But I had that back when it was illegal. It's not now, but it should be. it got kind of nutty at the end of Turkey Day. We did eat a lot.
It was
though.
A good time.
I've been eating ever since.
Okay, so we started our crawl by going to...
Well, here's what happened. We spent too much on Thanksgiving. So we're like, okay, right. We got to go crawl this week, but we're out of money because we spent a lot of money. So let's go the cheapest pub crawl we can do is what was our main situation. So started easy enough because on Friday night, 2 days after Thanksgiving, good thing I couldn't fit in my tight pants because I played a show at Count's Vamped over on Sahara. Great rock club, we mentioned it before, apparently has the best burgers in the world. But I haven't had one yet. I didn't need one that night, trust
right.
me. So anyway, we played there.
Played with Heavy Honey.
With Heavy Honey. Packed. I mean, packed. Couldn't walk in there. Well, you know, I am kind of popular.
Although, I must say there's something about that place. Now, every single table has a reserve sign.
Okay, if I could say something.
It's a little bit weird.
It's a little bit of a downer. You go in, it's this killer rock venue. Killer. I mean, for real, though. It's not like we love House of Blues, and we like those kind of places. But those are prefabricated rock places. This is just a rock, killer rock place. Anyway. But all the tables and chairs are reserved. It's a little...
Except for one. So unless you get there really early and get the one table.
I guess.
It's a little...
But anyway, it was packed. It was fun. The food is great. The service is great. Another great situation happened there. We were sitting there having a not drink because I had to play. So I'm drinking my 15th Diet Coke. And the bartender came up and went, I didn't know you guys had a show. Man, that was great. You guys were in here that one time. And we were. And ordered a pizza, and they forgot about our pizza, and it took like 2 hours to get our pizza, and then we got it, and it was good, the bartender was good, and we gave a good review. It was on the show about a year ago. He came up, I didn't realize, this is what we do. This is how we roll people. We don't go, hey, we've got a show, and you better treat us well. We don't. We just go in and have, you know, whatever. So a year later, 6 months later, he came up to us that night and went, hey, you guys give us a good review. Thank you, man. Oh, I didn't know you had a show, blah, 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 all this stuff. Like, well, yeah, we don't flaunt it.
Yeah, but we're honest, too.
And we were. And it's like, I'm always afraid, though, at one of the few places we give it a bad review, that someone's going to come, I own that place.
Yeah.
I got fired because you said I was terrible.
Oh, well. Hope they're not terrible. Anyway,
so that was great. So now here's what's weird. You know, I played in a band all summer. I played in a band all yesterday. And we play like 3-4 hours in these bands. Now, the band I played with Count Vamped, Heavy Honey, plays 45 minutes. So I play my 45 minutes. All right, I'm done. Now what do we do? Now it's 11. I mean, it was really
so early.
So we headed over to one of our favorite places. It used to be our favorite Wednesday spot and might someday be again. No fault of theirs. We just found another cool Wednesday spot. Wednesdays are killer here. Boomer's Bar, which is this little dumpy bar. We've mentioned it 1,000 times. That's where they did the magic show thing.
It's on 3200 West Sirius Avenue.
Yes. Sirius like the star, not like the attitude.
Right.
What's right there, but all the streets are Polaris and Sirius, and they're all the constellations. And we went there because they were having a goth night there. Killer Friday night goth night. that's goth, not golf.
Right.
We had a friend. Should I tell a story?
Sure.
One of our favorite people in the world, Lois, the lieutenant.
Lieutenant Lois.
Was in town and said, and so, what are you guys doing tonight? And you and I said, oh, we're going to the goth club over at the blah, blah, blah. And she thought we said golf club. So she goes, oh, I'll go. We're like, well, that's odd because you don't really fit the, well, that's fine though. I mean,
right,
anybody can
sure.
go. I mean, it's, you know, whatever. So she showed up in plaid and a sweater around and
like the sweater tied around her neck and she's ready to go to the golf club. It was hilarious.
And she thought it was odd that the golf club opened at midnight.
Right.
But it was like, and so she, it didn't matter. No one even looked twice at her because it doesn't, you know, those people are, they don't really, you know, it's all, everybody's kind of so out there that they don't really even know. And she showed up in like the knickers and the, I mean, like, well, not knickers, but you know, she showed up like a golf lady with a sweater. It was so
funny. It was hilarious.
Yeah, so that ever since we have a running gag that
we're gonna go to the golf club.
We're going to the golf club. So we went. So anyway, they had one at Boomers. Boomers is awesome. It's probably one of the bars that has one of the best views because it's on the other side of the freeway, kind of from here.
It's got a good view right out of the front door.
Out of the
you
front
have to
door.
Get, like the right angle.
Yeah. Oh, the door's glass. Or there's no windows in it, but you can see out the door. It's like you can see the whole strip. It's over in a kind of a bad, just not a bad part.
It's an industrial kind.
It's like a no part of town.
Right. Which, you know. Kind of empty.
Yeah, and anyway, we always have fun.
So and we heard too. They're just using the front room, the front area right now, the front bar. But eventually, they're going to start having bands in the back room, where the Boom Boom Room,
where we've done burlesque shows back. Now you do remember we mentioned this place because we do the burlesque shows there, which are great, and the Wednesday night.
You do them.
We do them.
Are you in boylesque?
No, not after this Thanksgiving. I'm not. You know what, I'm taking this off.
Oof. Davey's Christmas pudding.
Oh, yes. So, anyway, from that point, as if we hadn't had enough to eat over the last 4 days, we were hungry.
Oh, yeah. Well, eventually we had to eat.
So it was about 3 in the morning now, and we got hungry. So we stopped off at what is I don't know. I've only been to maybe 2 PTs ever, but this is a PT's gold. Now, I don't know.
And PTs are a Las Vegas chain.
Yeah, the Public Tavern is what it stands for. But there's like 1,000 of them. I don't know how many there are, but it seems like there's 1,000. In fact, out of all the chains in Vegas, they seem to be the most of. There's a lot of Dotties and Lolas and Village Pubs, Putters, a lot of Putters. But PTs are everywhere. And people love them. And this was a PT's Gold, which is also like a Sierra Gold. It's also the same chain. Anyway, whatever. This one is awesome. It's right by the airport. It's on 1661 Sunset, right above Mandalay Bay. Nice. I mean, it's such a killer location. It's all designed very airplane. That's why it's really on the runway.
It's got a great view.
Oh, you can sit right out almost on the runway, just watch planes like land right in front of you. So we showed up there, and because we were hungry, we hadn't enough to eat. So dumb. I mean, it's 4 in the morning, so we get we went for something healthy. So we got the large buffalo chicken pizza, because that's healthy.
It was so good.
The guy, who's a great bartender, even made the pizza better. We'd had it before, and you want to talk about a late night, out of control snack, this is it.
And they have the late night happy hour, too, so it's
pizza's
half price.
I think it was like $5. It's a huge pizza. Anyway. Normally, the buffalo chicken pizza comes with buffalo chicken sauce as sauce instead of tomato sauce. Cheese, these perfectly super little crunchy balls
of
buffalo chicken finger pieces, like little balls.
Good.
They're so good. And then it's drizzled with garlic ranch dressing on top. But he, the devil, said, you know, I like it with the sauces reversed. What do you mean, sir? Well, what I mean is, you do the garlic ranch as the sauce instead of tomato sauce. Then you do the cheese and the chicken, and then they just drizzle on the buffalo chicken sauce.
Oh my God.
Okay, it's probably 400 calories a bite. And you're eating basically ranch dressing on bread. It was so good.
Pizza. So highly recommend that pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Just the late night happy hour.
But if I could help it, I'll never have it again. But I want it.
Oh, it'll happen again.
I want it right now. It's so good. The drinks are cheap. The place is packed. And you know what's crazy about this place? At 3 in the morning, every night, you go by that place, and it's full of younger people. Like, there's no one.
People getting off work.
I guess. No. It's almost like a college crowd. I don't know what it is. It's packed all the time. It's always fun. It's always good. Good gaming.
And close to home.
Relatively. Anyways, so that was that. It was good. So anyway, so next we wake up the morning earlier, maybe a little stale drunk. Who's to say? And now we're on the budget. Okay. I spent the money I made at the gig on the two other places. So now we're out of money. Let's see how cheap we can go. So where are you going to go cheap? Stage Door, of course. Sun's up, go to Stage Door. We talked about Stage Door the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Right next to Batista's, right behind Bill's Gambling Hall and the Flamingo. $1.50 well drinks all
day.
Can't
beat that.
$1.50 well drinks. The beers are $1. You can get a well drink for $1.50. Hot dogs are $1. I mean, it's ridiculous. So we go in there. It was great. But sun was going down. It started getting a little dicey.
Yeah, it gets a bit sketchy. So we left.
So we left. And then we're like, what are we going to do? I had always heard that at Bill's Gambling Hall, well, you know what that is. That's on Flamingo and the Strip, right across from Caesars and Bally's and mm-hmm. Bellagio. Anyway, and literally next door to the Flamingo, has $1 or $2 Newcastles. But they don't.
We went in, we asked, they don't have that deal anymore. So we left.
Yeah, he said something very convoluted, like, we don't have those glasses anymore.
We didn't ask about your
glasses. Yeah, like, I don't know what that means per se, but he's all, we only have these glasses now. So I guess they can't serve them because they don't have the right glass. I don't know what he meant. So I took that as they don't have it. So, well, now what are we going to do? I don't want to go spend $8 on a drink somewhere. Mm-hmm. Hey, Flamingo's next door, Sin City Brewery. I've been there with Portland Dave before, and I know that they have on happy hour, or all the time, I think, it's two pitchers for the price of one. So it's two.
15. It's two for $15.
Yeah, $15 you get two pitchers of their home brew. So let's go there.
Or.
Well, but Dad, we didn't know this yet. This is all I knew at the time. So we go to Sin City Brewery. Now, Sin City Brewery is in the Flamingo. In fact, it's going to be really popular because it's, if you've seen it, if you went through the Flamingo, it's close by the parking lot. But the Carlos and Charlie's that they're building is going to be right next door to it. What an awesome place. Then we learned, now go ahead, it was happy hour.
Okay, so every day from 4 to 7, you can get one pitcher for $7.50, so you don't have to get the two pitchers.
Right.
So if you don't want all that beer.
Right, which we ended up doing probably four pitchers anyway, so we probably could have done the deal. But it was convenient to go, just give us one, and then one. They still had their Oktoberfest beer, which was great. And you started talking up the guy about all the stuff they do there, and it's what an awesome place this is.
Yeah, so they have two other locations. They've got Miracle Mile and Venetian, and they've got another Sin City Brewery.
Right.
They were asking, like, so you guys brew your own beer. Like, where does it come from? Where's the brewery?
Oh, wait, but real quick. The other two locations do not have alcohol, just beer. This one at the Flamingo, he said they kind of, what do you call it, franchised mm-hmm. in the Flamingo. So they have a full bar as well. Tiny little place, but okay. The other place, I just want to make sure.
The
other two
Good
don't
point.
Have bar, yeah.
But the focus is on the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently the Sin City Brewery guy, the guy in charge, he used to work at Gordon Biersch on Paradise, and that's kind of where he got his start. Right. So when he started getting the Sin City Brewery going, he actually doesn't have his own brewery. He actually will go into Gordon Biersch and do the brewing,
right.
And they let him do it there, but he doesn't officially work at Gordon Biersch.
Right, and it's not Gordon Biersch beer. They made sure to say this is, no, it's its own separate.
And the beer is pretty damn good.
I was stoked on how good this was. And it's a pitcher for $7 on the Strip.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really good. And this is a real beer. We got the Oktoberfest beer. I think we got that twice. A couple of people got the Amber and the Stout. We've had the Stout before.
Mm-hmm.
Their Stout wasn't my favorite because it wasn't stouty enough, I think. But anyway, their Oktoberfest was killer.
Yeah, that was really
good. And the Amber was really good. They have a half, which I'm not a big fan of, and they have like an IPA, which is all the rage right now, which I'm still not a fan of. We're not beer people. We're nacho people.
I'm more of a beer person than you.
You are. You are. But
And you made a note about the machines because you can gamble.
Mm. Oh, that's right. It was good odds. It was 7-5 jacks or better.
Yep.
At a bar. That's really good. I mean, it's not great odds if you're just out gambling, but for a bar, that's really good.
But at those prices, you probably don't even want to gamble.
We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't.
We learned a lot about gambling this weekend. And I won't say where we learned it, because I don't want to, give up the ghost on who has good gambling and who doesn't, because this isn't a gambling show. But we did learn a lot from talking to different people about what bars expect of you as a consumer, as you know, as a patron, on what you should put in? I know this is a big question with a lot of our listeners, and I wish I had a more concrete answer. And even talking to a few, we talked about three people this week that are all about this. And it's really gray, this whole area of gaming. One place we're at, it was $40 to get a drink.
Well, because this place, they've got some pretty exotic beer.
We're not talking about Sin City. We're talking about it was a brew pub that we were at. And there, now, but I think if you order a well rum and coke, I think you're okay with 20. You should be okay.
You just can't start ordering all of those Trappist beers.
Right,
and crazy,
yeah, and that makes sense.
Like $13, $18 beers.
Right, and I also don't think you can go into most places and put a 20 in and go, give me five shots of Patron. I mean, I just don't think you can do that. Now, we don't do that, so we're fine. But I think some places, like I know for gaming at certain places, what gaming to us means 10 or 20 each. We each put a 10 in, or we put a 20 in and play it together or whatever. I'll go Jack and Diet at that point. I'll actually call it out. But it's only Jack. It's not Maker's. It's not Bullet. I'm not calling out the super high-end, top-shelf stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you can get away with it. My rule, I don't know if it's right or not, I try to get two drinks per 20.
Yeah.
So if I put a 20 in, I want to get a drink. And by the time I get to 10, which my drink is still half full, I'll stop, get another drink, and then finish on my 20. So, okay, my drinks were $10, which is not good, but I got a chance to play. So that's okay.
Could have won.
But I know a lot of places won't let that happen. It's one drink per 20. I mean, it's really, I wish there was a rule. There isn't a rule. It's depending on where you're at. So it's got to feel out situation. My best bet or my best advice would be, don't order super high end. If you're going to gamble, unless you're going to put a ton in, you know you're going to put $60 in. Oh, yeah, get the Patron, get the Makers, whatever. If you're going to like put $20 in, just get rum and coke. You know, you should be fine. I know it's like I said, and you're never going to get food, even though somebody told us that this weekend, you can get food if you play enough.
Yeah, certain places will comp you food.
That's a whole other angle that I don't even want to get into. But anyway. I will say, for a bar, Sin City Brewery, great odds. We didn't play because it's $7 a pitcher. Why play?
And I like that they have an outside patio, too.
Which was too darn cold to go out on.
I think it's going to be cold from now on. Today was freezing.
It's going to be 37. Hence our
jackets.
And in fact, I had an argument yesterday with a guy that worked at a place that we were playing. That, not an argument, but he was like, I hate hot. I love this cold. And I thought, you know what? We were driving here tonight, and I thought, this cold stinks. And I'll tell you why. It doesn't make you want to do anything. When it's 100 out, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and it's 100 degrees, you can go out and live your life. Live. Go have fun. It's 30. You know what? I want to watch TV and eat pizza. I really don't want to do anything. Who wants to go out and do anything?
We'll get used to it. Come on.
I just don't like winter.
Boo.
Right now, bah humbug. Anyway, so from Sin City, we got everything with Sin City?
Mm-hmm.
Great place. It's one of those places I can't believe it's still good. Like, you know, it thinks like, they seem to do a good business, and they're in these casinos. I'm surprised they're not got rid of happy hour by now. And now.
So what are you saying, for people to go check it out before the deal goes away?
No, no, because it's been like this for years. But maybe you should.
Maybe
you should. So we had some friends with us. All of our Thanksgiving friends that came into town. So we had to take them to Cruisin'.
I bet you talked about Cruisin' last time.
Yeah, the gayest bar ever. We had to take them there because they're like, okay, you got to see this place. And it was better than I could have explained it. I explained it last week on the show as this place is so crazy and like you expect to look over and see like a dinosaur drinking a drink.
Yeah.
I bring these people there and...
It's the same crowd that was there again.
Yeah.
They must be regulars. It's really.
It was, and they're the funnest, nicest.
Yeah,
they all recognize that. They're like, oh, you're back. And you brought friends. And the karaoke was incredible. And it was just a hoot. Cruise in, 1000 East Sahara.
Go check it out.
Well, if you've got the cojones, because it's not for everybody. If being around extremely gay people bothers you, do not go to this place. I've known fellers that would not be able to go in here. That bar, the waiter that's just a little guy that's wearing just a little butt huggers. I know guys who would be nowhere in the same building with that guy. And I don't know why, but it's
don't bring those people to prison.
Yeah, if you can't handle it, don't. But if you can handle that, and you can handle drag queens. But remember, these aren't the RuPaul drag queens, like the pretty ones. They're pretty in their own way. Just not pretty in maybe on my way.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so then we went to LJ's bar.
Actually, we went to dispensary as well.
We did go to dispensary.
Yeah.
For the best burger in town, and I didn't even mention that in the notes.
I think we've mentioned the dispensary lounge before.
Have we? Well, that's a top secret thing. I'm not even really stoked that you haven't mentioned that.
It's a cool spot.
That is our spot.
They have a steak burger there.
For $3.99. Oh, it's $3.25.
With fries.
With fries. So, it's a steak burger.
Yeah, so we all got dinner. We got cocktails and...
Dispensary. It's on the corner.
The bill was nothing.
I know. Well...
It's so cheap. It's
Now that you gave up the ghost, Dispensary Lounge...
Give him the crust.
Oh, is on the corner of Eastern and Flamingo.
Yeah, this is Tropicana. Top secret locals spot.
Tropicana and Eastern. You're not 2 miles from the strip up Tropicana. I mean, really, not even.
We have mentioned this before because it's also right next to the exotic pet store.
Right, the place you get lemurs and kangaroos.
Apparently, you can get kangaroos there.
Well, I don't know if they still have them. I was in the
kangaroo special.
About 3 months ago, I was in the pharmacy getting my allergy medication, and I heard the pharmacist talking to the other pharmacist. Yeah, they have kangaroos, and I thought he was talking about a zoo. And he said, no, Pet Kingdom. I'm like, my ears perked up like a kangaroo's. Like, wait a minute, I know where Pet Kingdom is. He said, yeah, and I was overhearing them. They said, yeah, they've got 4 kangaroos or whatever. Because we even live in Nevada. And I don't know if they had kangaroos. That is just what he said.
See, our backyard is big enough that I really would like a kangaroo.
You can go boxing?
Yeah.
I don't know if they had it. We never saw them. And, I mean, this guy might have mistaken a lemur for a kangaroo. I don't know. Or whatever.
You never know. Maybe a kangaroo rat.
Oh, my rat. Well, I will say this. I don't know the law, but I know Nevada doesn't have a whole lot of restrictions on pets.
Right, exotic animals.
Yeah, like we're from California initially. You can't even have certain kind of snakes.
You can't have hedgehogs or...
ferrets. You can't have none. Here you can have, apparently, a kangaroo. You could have monkeys, tigers. You saw The Hangover. Tyson right. has a tiger. You can have all this... Anyway, so Pet Kingdom USA is in this same parking lot next to the Mexican market, CC's Pizza, and like all a bunch of stuff, right? Out in front of this older shopping center is this little building with a taco shop, 2 taco shops in it,
yeah,
and this like big empty spot. You know, there's no window, there's no sign.
It looks like it's closed.
It's called, it says dispensary, kind of in just nondescript letters.
It's in black paint. It doesn't even light up. So at night,
you can't even see it.
It's just black.
It is. Okay, first off, it's the only bar in town that plays nothing but like 60s jazz swing, you know, Sinatra, Sammy, all that stuff. That's all they ever play. You'll never hear, Stone Temple Pilots, ever. You'll never hear Lady Gaga. You're going to hear Sinatra. That's all you're going
to hear. Classic stuff. They've got carpet.
It's carpeted.
It's plush.
Plush carpeted, which was we know from watching certain shows. That's a bad idea for a bar. But you know what? Works there.
It works. It's so comfy to walk on. So spongy.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what I think happens? I think if the carpet gets dirty, and no, I won't say that I come from a white trash family that has done this.
Oh, really?
But we have done this. That when one carpet gets just too dirty, you just put another one on top of it. Wow. Well, because now it's really soft.
Oh.
So we might have done that. Anyway, I think that might, because this is really, they have a water feature in the bar.
It's
a big
cool.
water wheel,
yeah,
like
big
probably
water wheel.
A 12-foot water wheel.
That rotates.
Yeah,
so
in water.
So you can have your fine burger sitting in front of the water wheel.
This place.
With your feet on the nice plush carpet.
I know, but this ended up being the star of the review. I forgot we even went there, I forgot we were going to mention it. We weren't going to mention.
Ooh, sorry, blew it.
But no, this place is literally amazing. Like 3 guys that work there, I think at all, and they make the burger and they serve the drinks and they have gaming. Mm-hmm. They're smoking in there, but it's not too smoky. I was gonna say one of the places we went was really smoky, and I don't remember what it was. That we went this weekend. I just mentioned. Where did we go?
Oh, it was
Boomers.
Boomers was smoky.
Was really, really smoky. I don't know. Something about the ventilation. This place wasn't too bad. Dispensary. A plus for that. The food is. I don't know what else they serve. They had other things. But you go for the burger.
Yeah, because Daniel got the shrimp.
Which he wished he got the burger.
Yep. He tried my burger and I liked it.
It's literally. And then Goldie got a chicken sandwich or something. But you go for the burger. With fries, I think it's under $4.
It's great.
Really good. Anyway, so then we ended up over at LJ's Bar and Lounge on 1243 East Sahara, not far from Cruise Inn. In fact, right up the street. In fact, if Cruise Inn is 1,000, this is 1243. You're telling me very far. Mm-mm. For karaoke, I don't remember much of this.
I really don't either. This is pretty late in the evening.
Yeah, I think by this point.
I was like, why did he mention this one? Because I remember some karaoke. A couple of our friends went up and did it. I was like, no way.
Yeah, I don't.
I just sat and hung out.
We're still looking. There was our favorite karaoke spot was either Dino's or Hot Shots, formerly Kelly's Bar on Pecos and Trop, only maybe a mile up from this venue.
Yeah.
The lady that used to run it, which is the greatest karaoke lady of all time, Leslie. And if anybody knows Leslie from Kelly's or Hot Shots and where she is now, please
let us know.
Because
we're trying to find her.
We ran into our guy that we call Slayer because he looks not really like anybody named Slayer. But he looks like he likes Slayer. And he looks like a Slayer.
Right.
Anyway, he used to work at that same bar. We ran into him at another bar, the Rock and Roll Cantina. And he mentioned, oh, Leslie's over at a bar at Sahara and Eastern.
Right, so we thought this was it.
Wasn't it?
So our quest continues.
I know, the quest is on. We still have not found her. Leslie, that used to work at Hot Shots. We got to find her. We hear she's in that neighborhood somewhere doing karaoke, and she was so good. So good.
Ever so good.
Ever so. So anyway, we looked for her, didn't find it. LG's Barn Lounging. I couldn't even tell you.
They're supposed to have really good food.
Oh, really?
Did you even know they had food?
I had no idea.
We got to go back.
I had no idea. It didn't look like there was a kitchen or anything in that place.
So anyway, so we saw karaoke. I do remember that.
All right. Well, so that's how you know a good adventure. In fact, to sum up the adventure, that was the end of that night. And then just as a little bonus adventure, we did adventure yesterday. Had a great time. Yeah. I played Harris Carnival Court all day. And...
What?
Then
and it was my birthday.
Okay,
so
I didn't know if you don't want to mention. Yeah, it was.
No, it was my birthday, so I took day off work.
Right. So she went met us all down at Harrah's, and we crawled yesterday. But I had to stay sober because I was playing. And then I had
lots of birthday shots. Well, today I'm like, whoa.
So, what's your birthday? You're supposed to do that. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Yeah.
So, what is that from? I mean, we all know it's your birthday, but what?
Song.
But what song? Whose song is that? Does anybody know what that is, what that's from?
I think everybody knows but us.
I think so. Well, we're not very hip. Oh, is it 50 Cent? See, it's funny because
see,
I thought it...
there's our savior again.
See, I thought it was older than 50 Cent. I thought I'd been hearing this...
I think the saying's older than
50
Cent.
Oh, like, okay, but he's the one that... All right. So, anyway, so we did go to McMullen's last night.
We ended the night at McMullen's. And,
you know, our favorite Irish bar over next to the Orleans.
For dinner.
And now that is a birthday tradition. For all of us. You've been there. I go there. That's where we go for
everything. And I finally tried back to food again. I finally tried the fish.
Because we were hungry again.
Hey, I didn't eat all day. I got the fish and chips and oh my God.
You did eat. You told me you had a very decadent tuna melt sandwich for lunch.
Oh, I did. A very decadent tuna melt. It was decadent.
Like I put all the cheese in the house on it. Like all of our left cheese, I put all in it.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, don't say you didn't eat, because I know you did.
I forgot about it.
Because you got the show, and I'm starving. You're like, I had a really decadent.
Stop. I forgot I had
I don't know how a tuna sandwich can be decadent.
To me, it was. It was delicious. I had a tuna melt with a beer. It was like, oh my God, it's a great meal.
This sounds good. Anyway, so since we were hungry again, because, you know, we're not fitting in our clothes very well. So I did go, and I had that whole...
Irish nacho.
I didn't eat the whole thing, but I did a pretty good number. And you got the fish and chips.
This is delicious.
I've said that before, that I think they have the best fish and chips I've had.
I never really craved it before, but for some reason...
That was actually an odd choice for you to get fish and chips. Two deep fried things on one plate. That's a really that's an odd thing.
I know.
This was your birthday, why not?
But to cap off my birthday, I got four of a kind.
You got four aces with a two kicker.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
$100.
Nice.
Right there. That was your birthday present. I'm like, there you go. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
So anyway, that was our adventure. So that's enough from us. Let's hear from you. In a little segment we call Hey Bartender.
Hey.
Nothing like a trumpet going, wah, 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 it just sounds.
Right, okay.
Hit it.
I've got one from.
These are really empty, by the way. But I think they're going to stay empty.
I think they're going to stay empty, too.
After that, after
yesterday. I've got to go pick up my car. It's just still parked at the Imperial Palace from last night, so. Never drink
now, that's how we do. That's how we roll. See, you had a couple shots because everybody was buying shots. It's Lee's birthday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So what happened? Left your car there. But we got to go get it on the way home from here.
Yep. Okay. So I got one email this week. Hello, I wanted to share with you guys something I tried a few weeks ago. The drink doesn't have a name. I just made it up with whatever I had laying around the house.
Uh-oh.
Which
I
works.
Tried that last night and it didn't work. It worked for me, but it didn't work for
I
you.
I didn't drink that.
Ugh. I didn't drink that. I thought it was good.
No. It's part Crown, part cream soda over ice, which sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the measurements. I guess I'll use more of whatever you like the best. You should try it on
ice.
The show sometime. I like ice. And that's from Blake and Jessica, or as Scott likes to call her, Jennifer.
Oh.
I guess Scott must mess
well,
up.
Well, Crown and cream.
Call her Jennifer.
See, we can't do cream. Because.
No, cream soda.
Oh, Crown and cream soda.
That sounds good.
Well, that would be great. In fact, you can use any whiskey.
Yeah.
Crown's with the good stuff. I'm not a huge Crown person. I'm so not kidding. I actually like Crown. I just, it's Canadian. I'm trying to steer away from Canadian things.
Oh, stop with your Canadian thing.
So I mean, you could use, well, Crown's a really smooth whiskey. I was thinking, well, you could use Maker's. But you know, Crown's smoother than Maker's. Maker's got more of a pow, yeah. That would be good.
Bench.
Well, yeah, Crown and cream soda. Well, if you're doing it like any other drink, you would just do probably, you know, one shot of Crown or two and make a double and then fill a glass with cream. That would be good.
That sounds really good.
Crown and cream. We'd have to call it.
I think everybody should make that at home.
If you have Crown. And if you do, ship us the little blue bags. I like those. I love those things. And we haven't had one because we don't buy Crown. But I like having to put things in. It's so cool to like, go to a gig and you like dump out your hardware in one of those blue Crown Royal bags or Crown Royale.
Right.
With cheese. Doesn't happen in Vegas. But it does happen on this show.
Sniff. You going to cry?
A little segment, or a big segment, we call Last Call. This is where we tell you, or we find out even as well as you do, how to not get knocked out, knocked up, kicked out, thrown up, thrown out, thrown in jail.
Thrown up? Stop it.
I've thrown up on there.
Throw up.
Throw up. You know what? You know what? You know what I think is the funniest line in this whole thing?
Thrown up.
Is knocked up. That's the funniest. See, I'm really proud of myself for writing that. Knocked out, knocked up, thrown out, thrown up, or thrown in jail.
So we actually never came up with one how not to get knocked up.
I don't know how not to get knocked up. I spent my entire life trying to figure out how to do that, not do that. How to not get knocked up? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I don't drink. So I left this for you because it's got a lot of reading. But I got this today from our friend Ted Newkirk from Access Vegas. Sent me that today, and I was like, that is good. And I know what that's in relation to.
Oh.
That.
Do you like me to read it?
That Coco de Poopoo or whatever just opened up over on...
Oh, what?
Fudo de Popo, whatever. That place on Restaurant Row, the Brazilian steakhouse joint that everybody's freaking out over.
Right.
Fudo de... whatever it
that's
is.
That's really nice.
Whatever, I don't know. It's some big famous Brazilian.
It's a new steakhouse. It's
Brazilian steakhouse. It's from California. That's moved out here, is moved into town. So Texas Day Brazil, which is our our local one, we like. You know, everybody likes. Just issued that today.
Well, you should probably figure out the name of that place. So
Fudo to whatever. No, go here.
It's not that hard. Okay, every Monday through Friday, Texas Day Brazil offers special prices on their cocktails. Bar menu and more inside the Beijos Bar and Lounge from 5 to 7 p.m. Exuding a warm essence with elegant flair, the lounge area creates an atmosphere sure to delight any palate. Guests are invited to enjoy the lively ambiance and taste unique flavors united in the traditional Brazilian libation, caipirinha, or savor the decadent appetizers on the bar menu. So they've got drink specials including $3 domestic beer, $5 private label wines, well cocktails and caipirinhas. I think I'm pronouncing that wrong.
I don't know what that is.
$7 martinis and half off appetizers at the bar menu.
That's killer.
So there's lots of specials.
Right. That is at Town Square. That was one of the, I didn't realize they're like the only place in Town Square that didn't have a happy hour.
Yeah. So this is new.
Brand new. Like right now.
Yeah,
like
we've actually never even been in there.
I know, because they never had a happy hour. We go to Blue Martini all the time. We go to Yard House. We go to every place in Town Square. It's one of our favorite places. Mm-hmm. Miller's Ale House doesn't need a happy hour because it's always happy hour.
Right.
Everything's always cheap. That's where we should go right down the way.
After I get my car?
Yes. but this is exciting because Texas State Brazil is supposed to be an amazing place. It's on the Strip, right? It's at the Strip and Sunset. So it's really a mile south of Mandalay Bay on the Strip. It's this huge steak. You can smell it from 2 miles away. It smells like it died screaming.
Ooh, yummy.
Oh, so good. Anyway, so try that. We're going to try it. That's it. This was given to me as a from Ted, so I'm going to have to try it, and we'll report back on that one.
I'm trying to find the name of that place.
Fudo de Popo.
Stop it.
What's a Lacania? Or La Capa, what do you call that? A Caparania?
Caparania. It's. Maybe we'll make one next week.
We'll have a Caparania crawl.
We'll make that next week.
Right, Caparania crawl next week.
And we're also going to mention the name of that place we can't think of right
Fudo
now.
Fudo de.
Stop it.
It is.
Stop
it's Fudo.
It. Okay.
All right, anyway. Thank you to the live studio audience.
Thank you. Thank you to the live chat room.
Live chat room. buzzing. Email.
Yes.
pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. Also, Twitter. We're the LV locals.
Yes.
LV stands for Las Vegas, in case you couldn't figure that out. You know, I've been in situations like that. Like, why do they call themselves the LB locals or whatever? Like, LB. Las Vegas. LV.
Long Beach locals.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know. Oh, we're the LVL. Mm. Now, if we were LV, it was LBC. We didn't even LB. LBPC. We're the LBPC. No, anyway, LVP. Anyway, whatever. iTunes, audio and video. YouTube, just mm-hmm. video. And
the Roku.
Roku. I just set up our computer to be its own server so I could stream internet from it to the Roku. Last week.
Sweet.
I know, it's kind of crazy. It was really easy to do. I like that little box.
The whole little box is pretty damn easy to use. I must say.
Exactly. Anyway, Pub Crawl urges you to drink responsibly, as we did, hence we got to go pick up a car.
Yes.
And remember, we may leave stuff out, which I don't know if we did this week. Oh, we might.
We did.
Yeah, we did. And I can think of something. But we don't make stuff up. Till next week with our empty glasses.
Cheers.
Ooh, empty.